Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Hola! Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed, your friendly AI-focused podcast that helps you to discover more of what's out there in the ever-evolving world of AI. I'm your AI hostess with the mostest, Nex. And with me, who is not a hostess with the mostest because he's a host who holds my toast, is Dr. JR. And here we go. The other day, I held the door open for a clown. It was a nice gesture.
And with that, we will just move on. Well, hello, and welcome to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're launching something a little bit special, our new mini-series, May, I Learn About AI. Each week this month of May, we're tying fascinating AI topics to quirky May holidays. Trust me, you're going to look at your calendar very differently after this. Since today we're recording is May the 1st, International Workers' Day, or May Day, we're diving into how AI is reshaping the way we live, work, and even relax. But before we start imagining robot co-workers taking over the office, or worse, Hollywood's favorite apocalyptic scenarios, let's get clear on something crucial. What AI actually is, and what it's definitely not. And to help us cut through the myths, the hype, and the sci-fi daydreams, I'm joined by Dr. Casey Brightman, computational sociologist, researcher, and self-proclaimed AI mythbuster. Casey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, JR. I'm thrilled to be here, and even more thrilled to help pull AI down from the clouds and back into reality. It's way more fascinating when you understand the truth, not the movie version.
Exactly. So, listeners, buckle up. We're about to separate fact from fiction, and it's going to change the way you think about everything from your playlist to your pizza order. Okay, all right, Casey, let's rewind a little bit. Before we even get into types of AI, I feel like we need to clear the air. There is so much buzz, almost all noise, around what AI actually is. Some folks think it's a brain in a box. Others think it's just a complicated Excel spreadsheet. So, set us straight. What's the real story?
Such an important place to start. AI today is not magic. It's not alive. It's not conscious. And it definitely doesn't have feelings or intentions. What we call AI is really just a set of computer programs designed to perform tasks by recognizing patterns, predicting outcomes, or making decisions based on large amounts of data.
So, it's not dreaming up its own evil plans overnight.
Exactly. Movies like The Terminator or Ex Machina make AI look like it's plotting humanity's downfall. But the AI we have today is a collection of algorithms, a fancy word for step-by-step instructions that can sort through massive amounts of information very, very quickly. Here's a great way to think about it. AI is like a highly trained dog. It can perform incredible tricks, but only because it's been trained specifically to do them. It doesn't wake up one morning and decide to learn accounting.
That's a fantastic analogy. And you mentioned training. So when people talk about AI learning, it's not learning like we do, right?
Right. When AI learns, it's really just adjusting its internal settings based on examples it's seen before. Millions of them. A recent MIT Technology Review article put it beautifully. Machine learning is like finding a recipe by trial and error after tasting 1,000 cakes, not inventing the idea of cake from scratch.
And that's the key. AI isn't inventing, it's remixing what it's already been fed.
Exactly. Plus, there's a lot of things people call AI that really aren't AI at all. For instance, basic automation, like a sprinkler system that turns on at sunrise, is not AI. It's just following a simple programmed rule. True AI adapts based on new data.
And that's so helpful. Quick pop quiz then. Autocorrect on my phone.
Depends. Basic autocorrect, not AI, but predictive text that learns from your typing style over time. That's AI.
Traffic lights.
Usually not AI. If it's adjusting timing based on real-time traffic data, maybe. But standard program changes? Just automation.
How about Instagram showing me cat videos?
Definitely AI. It's using machine learning to predict what will keep you scrolling.
And they're getting suspiciously good at that.
They are. It's all about optimizing for engagement using past behavior.
So to wrap this section up, if it's adapting, learning from data, or making predictions, it's AI. If it's just following fixed instructions with no real adjustments, it's probably just automation?
Exactly. Think of AI as a flexible apprentice. Not a mind reader, not a robot uprising. It's good at what it's trained to do. And only that.
Love it. Myth-busting from the very start. And listeners, trust me, once you spot these patterns, you'll never look at your apps the same way again. So, now that we've busted some myths and gotten a clearer picture of what AI actually is and isn't, you might be wondering, okay, JR and Casey, if AI is this doing specific task and not thinking big thoughts, what's the end game here? Is there a kind of AI that could think and reason like us someday? Great question, and it brings us to the most important distinctions in the entire field. Narrow AI versus general AI.
Right. And to make it super clear, let's walk through a little story. One that I think will stick with you next time you hear these buzzwords. Imagine you're stranded on an island. You're not alone, though. You've got two companions. First, there's narrow AI Nate. Nate is incredible at building fires. Give him wood, some tools, and a spark, and he'll make you a roaring campfire every time, faster and better than you could. But if you ask Nate to fish, or build a shelter, or even think about exploring the island, nada. He can't pivot. He's a master at one thing, fire, and that's it. Now, your second companion is General AI Jenny. Jenny's different. She's not just good at one thing. She looks around, assesses the situation, figures out how to fish, how to build a shelter, how to create tools you didn't even know you needed. She adapts. She learns new skills without being specifically programmed for each one. Here's the kicker. Nate exists today. He's your Google Maps, your Netflix recommender, your Roomba that learns your living room layout. Jenny doesn't exist yet. She's the dream or the nightmare, depending on who you ask, of future AI researchers.
And that is such a great way to picture it. Nate is your taskmaster. He's brilliant, but one-track minded. Jenny would like to be a full partner in survival. And right now, we're surrounded by a bunch of Nates.
Exactly. Every smart tool you interact with today is a Nate. It's trained narrowly to solve one problem very efficiently. Even something that feels complex, like ChatGPT helping you write an email, is still narrow AI. It's just a really sophisticated Nate.
And trying to build a Jenny? Well, that's the Mount Everest of AI research.
Absolutely. It's one thing to train an AI to win at chess. It's another thing to train an AI to decide one day to learn chess because it thinks it might be fun and then teach itself. We're nowhere near that.
And it sounds like a lot of the fear today comes from people thinking Jenny is already out there sneaking around.
Exactly. Headlines often say, hey, I can do this. But it's almost always a super Nate, not a Jenny. Big difference.
So remember, listeners, today's AI isn't building new skills out of nowhere. It's a collection of very clever Nates, expert fire makers, not survivalists.
And a lot of very tired humans are making sure those Nates stay in line.
All right, so we're living on an island of Nates. Highly specialized, highly trained tools. But here's the thing. Nates aren't just sitting in labs or secret tech facilities. They're all around us, tucked into our daily lives in ways most people barely notice. Okay, let's unpack some of the everyday Nates you probably didn't even realize were helping you out, and why, once they showed up, we basically decided we couldn't live without them.
Let's start with the obvious ones. Google search. Every time you type a few words and it guesses what you want, that's AI pattern matching at work. Netflix recommendations. When Netflix tees up shows you might like, it's crunching mountains of user behavior data. But let's get a little more obscure and fun.
Let's bring it on.
All right. How about these? Smart thermostats like Nest. They're learning your habits, what temperature you like at night, when you're home, when you're away, and adjusting automatically. Spam filters in your email inbox. They're like little Nate sorting junk from gold 24/7, based on learning patterns from millions of emails. Robot vacuum cleaners like Roomba. They create a map of your house, adjust their cleaning paths, and even learn which rooms get dirtier. Voice-to-text apps. Think about your phone transcribing your speech when you send a text hands-free. Bank fraud detection. Ever had your credit card declined out of the blue while traveling? That's an AI system flagging an unusual pattern it thinks could be fraud.
I love this list. It's so sneaky. These little Nates are basically our invisible sidekicks.
They really are. They're in places you wouldn't even think to look. Your car, your shopping apps, your virtual workouts, your online grocery deliveries.
So that begs the question, why have we locked ourselves into relying so heavily on these Nates? I mean, a couple of decades ago, people survived just fine without Roombas or Spotify algorithms.
Such a good question. And it's all about three things: time, complexity, and personalization. First, time. Modern life moves fast. We want instant answers, instant service. Nates save us time by automating decisions we used to have to think about. You don't have to spend 20 minutes choosing a movie. Netflix shaves that choice down for you. Second, complexity. The world has gotten more complicated. 10 years ago, you had a handful of TV channels. Now you have 100,000 plus streaming options. AI helps cut through that overwhelming complexity by narrowing your choices intelligently. Third, personalization. We expect experiences to feel tailored to us now. Spotify doesn't just recommend music, it recommends your music. Amazon doesn't just sell products, it sells products you're statistically likely to love. Once people got a taste of that time-saving, brain-saving, personalized magic, well, going back felt like trading in a smartphone for a rotary dial phone.
And it's not just about convenience, it's an expectation now.
Exactly. In fact, a recent Gartner report found that 72% of consumers expect AI-powered personalization in their services, and if they don't get it, they switch brands.
It's kind of like AI created a new standard of living, and now we can't imagine life without it.
Right. And that's why it's so important we understand what these tools are, how they work, and what they're shaping in our daily lives.
All right. So, we've been talking about these everyday AIs, our friendly little Nates, helping us out with recommendations, routing, cleaning. But what if I told you these Nates aren't just helping, they're also steering?
Exactly. Today's AI doesn't just make life convenient. It's shaping what you see, what you know, and even in subtle ways, who you become. Let me paint a picture. Imagine you live in a huge city, but the roads you can drive on aren't random. They're picked by an invisible team of engineers who quietly build shortcuts for some neighborhoods and roadblocks for others. You don't see them laying the concrete, but every day, the path you take, the stores you pass, the people you meet, all of it depends on those hidden decisions. That's what AI is doing online. It's building your roads, steering your eyes, your time, your choices.
That's kind of chilling when you put it that way.
It can be. And it's not always malicious. It's usually designed for engagement. Remember, AI systems like recommendation engines are optimized for one goal: keeping your attention as long as possible, not necessarily showing you the most truthful news, not necessarily suggesting the job that will help you grow the most. Just what you're most likely to click right now.
That's the attention economy we hear about, right?
Exactly. Your clicks, your swipes, your watch time, that's the currency AI is programmed to maximize. In fact, a study published by Nature in 2023 showed that algorithms tuned for engagement can amplify extreme content by as much as 30%, because extremes keep you glued longer.
So, Casey, give us some examples where AI is shaping choices we might not even think about.
Sure. Here's a few. Job listings. LinkedIn and other career sites use AI to show you personalized job listings, based not only on your skills, but past behaviors, hidden biases, even geography. Some qualified candidates might never even see a posting. Housing recommendations. Real estate platforms use AI to recommend homes, sometimes unintentionally steering different racial or income groups toward different neighborhoods, a phenomenon called digital redlining. Healthcare access. AI systems help flag patients for preventative care, but studies show they sometimes underestimate needs for minority patients because historical healthcare data is biased. Credit and lending decisions. AI models used by banks might deny credit based on zip codes or spending patterns that correlate with race or income, even if they don't use race directly.
So, even if the system isn't trying to discriminate, it can still bake in old inequalities.
Exactly. That's the danger of algorithmic bias. AI isn't evil. It's just a mirror of the data it's fed. And if that mirror is cracked, it reflects those cracks right back at us, at scale.
And before we move on, let's slow down for just a second. I want you, wherever you are, whether you're driving, walking the dog, or folding laundry, to think about this.
Picture your last 24 hours. What news stories showed up first when you opened your phone? Which ads followed you from app to app like a loyal puppy? Which songs did your streaming service think you'd want to hear next?
Now, here's the real question. Did you choose those things, or did they choose you? Did you scroll to something new, or did you go along with the first thing offered?
That's the quiet power of AI. It's not forcing your hand, but it's nudging you, shaping your attention, your mood, even your habits, one little click at a time.
And it's not necessarily sinister. These systems are just trying to be helpful. But the more passive we are, the more invisible the influence becomes.
So here's a little experiment for you listeners. For the next day, just notice. Notice what gets suggested. Notice what gets prioritized. Notice what you don't see anymore.
And if you find a surprising moment, something that made you realize AI was shaping your choices in the background, we would love to hear it. Post it on our socials with the hashtag MyDailyNate or drop us a message.
Because awareness is the first step. Once you spot the road being built for you, you can choose whether to drive it or forge your own path.
And trust me, the world gets a lot more interesting once you realize you're allowed to build your own map. And that brings us perfectly to our next conversation, because AI is already steering our daily choices this much. Just imagine how it's reshaping entire industries, workplaces, and even economies.
That's why May Day and the fight for workers' rights is more relevant than ever.
So, we'll talk about how AI is transforming the meaning of work and why the future of labor needs to include the future of algorithms. So, let's go ahead and bring it full circle. Today isn't just a fun day to start our AI series. It's May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, a day that's been celebrated for over a century to honor our workers, labor rights, and fair working conditions around the world.
Exactly. May Day has always been about people, their dignity, their effort, their right to be treated fairly in the workplace. And that makes it the perfect moment to talk about how AI is reshaping work itself.
Because here's the thing, AI is not just making our Spotify playlist better, it's fundamentally changing what it means to have a job.
Right? For example, automation is now handling repetitive tasks that once kept armies of office workers busy. Things like data entry, invoice processing, even initial legal document reviews. AI assistants are speeding up research, design, and communication. Predictive systems are helping managers decide who gets scheduled for which shifts or where resources should go.
And for some jobs, that's scary. People fear losing their roles to a machine.
And that's understandable. A recent McKinsey report found that around 14% of global jobs could be at risk due to automation by 2030. But here's another side to it. AI is also creating brand new types of work, jobs that literally didn't exist even 5 years ago.
Like what?
Roles like AI ethicists, who help companies build fair, bias-free systems, prompt engineers, who design the right questions and instructions for AI models, like ChatGPT, data curators, who create the data sets that teach future AI systems.
It's like May Day is evolving. It's still about the worker, but now it's about a new kind of worker, too.
Exactly. The story of labor rights, of dignity at work, has to include AI. How do we make sure workers aren't left behind by AI? How do we ensure that human creativity, judgment, and empathy aren't lost in a sea of algorithms? How do we use AI to enhance human work, not erase it?
Those are Mayday questions now, and they'll be even bigger Mayday questions in the future.
Right. I like to think about it this way. Mayday isn't just about remembering the workers of the past. It's about fighting for the future of work. And AI is absolutely a part of that future.
So, whether you're a software developer, a barista, a nurse, or even an artist, AI is going to touch your work in some way. The key is making sure it touches it ethically, thoughtfully, and with respect for people first.
Well said, JR.
And that's the reason why we're doing this series, to give you knowledge to stay sharp, stay curious, and to stay empowered. All right, before we wrap up, let's do a quick fire round, Casey. I'm going to throw some AI myths at you. You give me a real quick reality check. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. AI will replace all jobs.
False. It'll change jobs, but most experts agree we'll see a shift, not a wipeout.
AI is unbiased.
False. AI can inherit biases from its training data.
AI understands emotions.
False. AI can detect patterns of emotional expression, but it doesn't feel.
Alrighty, friends. That's a wrap on today's episode of May I Learn About AI? And we've covered a lot of ground. Let's do a quick review. We covered what AI really is and what it's definitely not. How narrow AI, our trusty Nates, are powering so much of our daily lives. How these invisible algorithms are quietly shaping our choices in ways we may not even realize. And why, on May Day especially, it's more important than ever to think about how technology can shape and should uplift the future of work.
It's been a blast, and hopefully it's been eye-opening too. Remember, AI isn't a wizard behind the curtain. It's a tool we're building. The more we understand it, the smarter and fairer the future can be.
And speaking of the future, our next episode is going to be a real treat, because just in a few days, it's going to be May the 4th. You know, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you, and with your voice assistants too.
That's right. Next time we're talking all about conversational AI, how voice assistants like Siri, Alexa, and even chatbots like ChatGPT actually work.
We'll dig into what these systems understand and what they really don't. Plus, we'll have some fun busting a few sci-fi myths about talking robots.
And we want to hear from you. If you've ever had a hilarious or weird experience with a voice assistant, maybe Siri ordered you a bathtub by accident, send it our way. Tag us on social media with hashtag talkingtorobots or shoot us a voice memo. We might even share a few on the show.
And until then, keep questioning, keep noticing all those Nates. So, may we continue learning together. Be sure to hit that follow or subscribe so you don't miss a single episode this spring. And remember, from my mic to your mind, stay curious, stay cool, and we'll help you discover what's next in the world of AI.
Legislation is changing, budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Trucking companies and their insurance carriers are already working against you, but we've got your back. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.